It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels, joined by the Wigs. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We have Parker, Tim, and Julian. We're going to be doing our Free at the Fed show a little later this evening, and we appreciate the fact that you guys came out to Los Angeles ready to rock the house.
That's right.
I have to get some history in order. You know, doing the old read the bios, looking through past interviews. I need to know if this is true, because I don't want to rely on false information.
Uh-oh.
Is it true the band started by buying used gear on eBay?
Our first album, we didn't have any money, so we just bought a bunch of gear on eBay and used it for a month, recorded our first album, and then put it back on eBay and sold it all back.
Okay, see, now that was my second part of the question was, did you get a Square Trade warranty when you got that equipment?
I think we came out on top, actually, made a little bit of money.
Okay, well, then that's good. So already your business acumen was serving you well.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were figuring out how you were going to get it done from day one.
That's right.
God bless eBay. that just shows me that, you know, this is a real rock band.
That's right. Hey, you got to get creative.
There's no silver spoon with this band. This is a band that just, you know, we're going to rock and we'll figure out what it takes to do it.
Necessity. Is the mother of invention, someone told me.
That's true. You're a couple albums in. You've been obviously a touring band.
Mm-hmm.
You know, touring, it would seem, I won't say incessantly, but a lot. You guys love to tour.
Sure. I mean, it's kind of why we start a band to begin with. That's, we want to play, we want to get on stage, and when we're writing songs and practicing, you know, that's what we envision, is playing for people, not going to the studio. You know, we love doing that too, and we've loved making records, but touring is what we spend most of our time doing.
And when I've read, and there have been some, you know, pretty good long tours, you guys just genuinely seem to say, this is it. This life is okay by you. That the rigors of the road, as it were, they get there, but you take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. I mean, if you aren't dedicated to touring like that, I mean, it'll probably figure out pretty quickly you don't like it. You might want to go back home or something. We it's not really been a doubt for us. We love it, driving, you know, in a van, pulling a trailer, that kind of stuff is, it's fun, you know, it's a lot of work, but we love doing it every day. We actually have a new tour coming up soon, so we'll hit it again.
Now, I mentioned the fact that you've toured both on your own, and you've had the benefit of playing with, you know, some simpatico bands, it would seem to me, you know, bands from Kings of Leon, Black Keys, Drive By Truckers, Hold Steady. I would assume there was some camaraderie with those bands and some note exchanging. True.
Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah. And learned a lot from those bands.
Yep.
Now in a sense of let's say the KOL, cause I think you did a couple of runs with the Kings of Leon, didn't you? Yeah. Does it actually get to a point where, you know, you really are picking each other's brain about the what, you know, the how-tos, the what-tos, the things to avoid, the good parts of certain markets, et cetera. Is there that exchange of information?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're close with them and talking about it or just seeing it.
Observation.
Yeah, as much of it is probably unspoken as some of it is. But, you know, standing side stage and watching those shows every night and watching how they perform in these bigger rooms and interact with their audience, how they even work with their crew and their sort of business side of things. I mean, it's really cool for us to watch and sort of come up under a couple bands like that when we're torn with them, you know.
This is Waiting by the Wigs.
There's a surgical light and a shaky hand. Two takes awake, she's off with the evening's man. And I'm waiting for the time to ask her, waiting, waiting more than I can handle. Love, woman, I'll love. Woman, I'll love. Woman, I'll love. Cause you gotta bring it back to where the roots still grow, deep underneath the light trapped within your soul. Cause I'm waiting for the time to ask ya. Waiting, waiting more than I can handle. Love, woman, I'll love. Woman, I'll love. Woman, I'll love. Yeah, cause you gotta bring it back. Yeah, you gotta bring it back. Yeah, you gotta bring it back. You're living a lie, or else you're living a lie, and I ain't living no lie, and I'm not living no lie, because I'm waiting for the time to ask ya. Waiting, waiting more than I can handle. Love, woman, I'll love. Woman, I'll love. Woman, I'll love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The new album, you were mentioning the studio. I love this one. I think it summed up what we need to know about the Wigs. I think, Tim, you said, in talking about recording at Dreamland in Woodstock, that you appreciated that there were no girlfriends or bars there, just us and music. So now I have to assume then that for the Wigs, the only sustenance that you require in life is girls, bars, and rock and roll. Is that true?
Perhaps, yeah. It wasn't meant to be personal, I think, when Tim summed it up, you know.
In other words, you know, you were talking about the rock life, not necessarily your own situation, where I'm sure you're a monogamous, loyal person, right?
And yeah.
That, I can tell that about you. I can see that. But in seriousness, you know, Woodstock, obviously, and that studio is a place where a lot of artists have said to us, they go and you immerse yourself in that music and the vibe. You know, it's not. I don't think it's corny to say there's a vibe to Woodstock.
It's a great, great vibe. It's
total.
You're kind of out in the middle of nowhere, especially where we were. We're kind of tucked away. We weren't actually sort of in the downtown Woodstock. We were kind of out in the woods in this church, basically. And there really wasn't much out there. Literally, just, you know, birds chirping and fresh air. You know, you step outside the studio and it's just so peaceful. And yeah, it's an incredible vibe. And it was really easy to focus there on sort of the task at hand. You know, it was just, you make music and we were able to sort of stay there. We slept there. You know, you work until you go to bed and you wake up and you get back in the studio. It was great. It was awesome. No distractions, you know.
Now you guys had talked about in this, you know, cycle of the Wigs, going into making this album and now going in to start this tour, that you're really feeling charged up and good about things. You feel great about the album. You know, you feel ready to take on the road again. And it's after you know, X amount of years of in that van, driving, you know, playing, it seems like you've got a second wind. Is that something that would be accurate to say?
Yeah. I feel like we've done it a few times now. We know what to expect. more than we have maybe in the past, you know. So, and what we're expecting is all good stuff, you know. We're looking forward to it, and so yeah.
Well, the album's a great record, and it's, you know, I always have the hardest time utilizing this term, but you know, it's a real rock record.
Nice, thanks.
And you know, see, it's funny how whenever you say to an artist that you've made a real rock record, it's unspoken. They know, oh, got it, authentic, cool. That's what we were going for. But it is, and it really is one that there's a lot of great songs on the album. And you see different sides of it. It seemed like, you know, some of the songs were positive, like upbeat, you know, good anthemic rock and roll songs, including a couple of true rock and roll anthems. And then a couple of songs that were a little more introspective and talking a little bit more about, you know, the personal sides of life, which all is part of a great rock record.
Totally.
And I'm going to assume that you are just now getting a sense of what parts of the new album are, you know, going to work in the live set. Have you kind of got that figured out in your head yet, or is it still formulating?
Because
we can work on it tonight at the Fed.
Totally.
We can just basically use this as a guinea pig, you know. Ah, sorry, guys, we were going to play this song, but it's not feeling right. Let's just skip this one.
Yeah. Some of the songs we had played before we recorded the album, and that's something as a primarily a touring act that'll happen during a cycle is, you know, you'll write a couple new songs, play them at the show, and one will just instantly react with the crowd, and that one more often than not becomes one that ends up on the album.
The song is called After Dark, and it's by the Wiggs. From the neck down, it's a new town. Tie your bootlace, get your suitcase. Valerie Sane, After Dark. Enjoy the company, but can we take it easy? And if you're honest, I'll keep you with me always. From the neck down, it's an old town. Tangled boots, lace, leave your suitcase. Valerie Sane, After Dark. Enjoy the company, but can we take it easy? And if you're honest, I'll keep you with me always, yeah. enjoyed the company. Now can we take it easy?
Tonight, of course, early show. I assume that typically 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. is you guys, that might be wake-up call on some days if left to your own druthers. Yeah. So I hope that at 8 p.m. that you're going to be fully charged and ready.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because for me, it's perfect. You see, as an old guy, you can get a nap in, too, in between there.
Yeah, this is like waking up in the middle of the night.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. For you, you know, the sun's not good and warmed up yet.
No.
It's way too early. but having an early show, I want to let the people know to make sure all our guests that are coming that it is at 8 p.m. and it's a work night and everyone can rock out and then actually get home and get some sleep. But you're going to be coming back in a few weeks, month yeah. or so, and playing again in town, right?
Yeah, October 18th. We're back at the Bootleg,
and we're gonna you know engage with that to make sure that nice. A lot of friends show up for that show too. Well, we want to thank you guys for coming out. We hope you enjoyed the pizza. That Pizza Rev,
yeah. So good.
We got to throw out a shout out to Pizza Rev because they gave us good pie today, and we appreciate that. And we appreciate the fact that the Wigs graced the studios of 88.5 KCS.
Nice. Thanks for having us. It
thank you very much.
Helps. Thanks
hey, you know what? You guys rock. You know. That's all the qualification you need.
Nice.
You really rock. It's the Wigs on 88.5 KCSN.